B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station. We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like the opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Mike Missinelli Show on a Wednesday, a general knowledge Wednesday day. So we'll have a little more fun today. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast on 97.5 The Fanatic on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Yesterday, very intense day as we tackled the subject of fan behavior in the tailgate area. Got intense, and we had the man on who was involved in the big altercation with Mike Scott, and he had his say. There was all kinds of reaction about it. Some people thought he was earnest. Some people thought he was only sorry because he got caught. Some people thought he was a fraud. There were varied responses to it yesterday. And all I wanted to do was put it out there and for you to decide. I'm not ruling one way or the other on this thing, except the fact that, in my view, the guy was way out of line. Some tailgates get way out of line. A lot of it is fueled by alcohol, but a lot of it is fueled by what's disturbing somebody deep inside. So if you want to continue that conversation, we can do it as well. Here's my final spin on this. Because on one day, people say, well, one day you were sticking up for the fans, but which I really wasn't. And the other day, you were against the fans. Here's what I'm trying to portray here on this. The Eagle tailgate area, unfortunately, is polluted by a bad element in certain areas of the tailgate. We know this from going down there. We know this from all the stories that we've heard. So what I'm saying is, where people get rankled when I advise them not to wear a jersey, and they go, oh, it's their right to wear a jersey. Yeah, it is their right. But as long as there is a bad element down there, my focus is on self-preservation until we can dilute the bad element. And yesterday, I thought we tried hard to start a process that dilutes the bad element where people will look at themselves and not act like buttholes. So, and there may be a time in not so distant future where we have curbed a lot of that behavior. For the time being, self-preservation is the way to go for your own safety. You bring kids down and whatever. I am not denying your right to wear a jersey, and I think it's unfortunate that things like this happen when you're wearing a jersey. But we have a lot of work to do on the bad element before we can feel totally safe. Now, this speaks to the culture, and it's not good. But I think we started a process yesterday that maybe people can think a little harder before they act up. They can drink a few less beers than they have been in the past. They can be civil to people. They don't have to insult people. All that stuff. All those issues were raised yesterday. And hopefully the people that did act up in tailgates took it under advisement. And that's the only thing I can say. Now, let's get to the football issues. Is the Eagles in a big game with the Atlanta Falcons? I'm nervous for this game. Last week, I had no nervousness at all. This week is trappy. The line is short. The Falcons were supposed to be good, and they were horrendous in week one. They're at home. You got to think they're going to bounce back a little bit. The Eagles didn't get a rush on the passer. They didn't get good defensive back coverage. And Matt Ryan's going to throw the ball 40 times. So, that said, it's scaring me about the game. And it would not be surprising if the Eagles lost this game on Sunday. I had it originally as a win. It could be one of the four losses that they have this year. We looked at the two away games early in the season, and we said they're going to be tough games. At Atlanta, at Green Bay. Now, the reason why, like, after game one, we didn't think it was going to be a tough game against Atlanta, because Atlanta got crushed. But they're a better team than that. And I'm afraid that better team is going to show up at home. And in the end of the day, you can rely on the fact that they choke all the time. And you can't look at it like, well, the Eagles have beaten them several times in a row, so they're due to win. This is a kind of team that's fluky. They don't have the fiber it takes to be a stone winner. So the Eagles have that going for them. But Tyrone, are you afraid of this game on Sunday night?
I am not afraid because of the Atlanta defense.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense is now, they were bad again week one. They've been bad every year since they lost that Super Bowl. I don't fear them anymore. So I think the Eagles will move the ball a lot. I think it's going to be a it's going to be a close game in score like Washington, but I think it's going to be more shootout mode, and I trust Carson more than Matt Ryan at the end of a game because I don't trust Matt Ryan at all.
I think it is going to be shootout mode. I agree with you, but here's the thing that I know Atlanta, after they watched the video of game one with the Eagles, they can't let DeSean Jackson beat them. So there's going to be special attention being paid to the long pattern for DeSean Jackson, which means the Eagles are going to have to go back in time a little bit, and Zach Ertz becomes the main factor in this game.
And he's equipped to do that.
He is.
And you might see Aguilar do something. He was open a couple times.
Yeah, Aguilar. I just worry about the secondary right now and Julio Jones dominating it if you don't get a pass rush. Now, the natural progression of thinking is they're really going to work on the pass rush and do some different things to get to the quarterback that they didn't do against the Washington Redskins. So I have faith in Schwartz that he's going to be able to adjust. So, but right now, I got to be honest with you, I'm nervous. It's a Wednesday. I'm nervous about them losing this game.
It's not a gimme. They got to go on the road, and they don't want to go 0-2. They're more desperate than the Eagles are going into the game, and a lot of times the schedule dictates it even more than the team you play.
Yes. All right, so Philly fans, oh, you back in? Are you back in? I was getting texted by my buddy Kevin all game long last night, and he said, oh, back-to-back, three home runs in the first inning. They're going to make a run. It's just like 2007. Here they come. I go, dude. First of all, they brought in Philly Attardo in the third inning, right?
Who?
They brought in Nick Vincent in the third inning. And I text him back. I go, if they win this game, having to start him in the third, he's got to come in the third inning. They got to milk all these innings. They got no shot to win. But to their credit, the bullpen held up yesterday and they win the game. And that's a kind of victory that people go, well, they still have some fight left in them. Tyrone, you convinced?
Now, I'm wearing a Hoskins t-shirt today by my guy, Paul Carpenter, because something happened yesterday outside of the Phillies that makes me think that just maybe. The Yelich.
What?
Yep, I'm going to tell you. The Yelich injury.
Yelich fractured his kneecap. That's one team.
The Cubs have a season ending injury.
Yeah.
I got to remember. I wrote it down.
Bias.
Yeah.
Yes.
That tells me, uh-oh. What if?
You got sucked back in.
I'm not all the way. No.
Amazing.
I'm not back in.
Natalie. I can't.
Yesterday, there was no way he was back in.
He said after Friday night's loss, he was done. He was convinced he was done.
And I just knew it. One win would kind of crack the door for him.
No, I'm not back. But.
You're kind of back.
I'm looking at it. And I'm saying maybe because of the. Now, if I'm in, I'm saying yes.
Listen, enough of this fiddle faddle. All right, we got to get you on the record, and the information is the rest of this series. If they win the next two in this series, say 3 out of 4 from the Braves, are you in?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, you're in.
Oh, yeah. If they win two more games against the Braves.
It didn't matter.
Yeah, it didn't matter. He was out.
All right. So if they win, if they split the next two games, and they have 2-2 in this series, are you in?
No, I'm out.
All right, so they have to win the next two games.
They have to win it. And they're favored tonight. -145. They must win tonight. Now, they were underdogs last night, and they were favorites in the first game that they lost. So Vegas doesn't seem to be able to figure this team out either. But, yes, if they win, I'm in. And then what's with the weird schedule again with Boston? another two-game series. They're all Friday, and it's just Saturday-Sunday series. What is that about?
Well, that should be a tough series. The rest of the guys are kind of packed it in. They fired general managers, all kinds of turmoil over there.
Yeah, but they hit.
Okay. And also, as we go into the break, I got to mention this because I watched the fourth quarter of this game. The United States team loses to France. Now, let this be a message to all you pros that cheesed out of this, forgetting your loyalty to the good old USA and the loyalty to the domination of basketball with those three letters on your jersey. And you allow these stiffs to go in there and not win in the FIBA tournament, and they lose to France. Come on, man, by 10.
Yeah, they're not going to make, they're not going to medal, and they have to play Serbia in the fifth place game.
Now, listen, the Olympics, this could be the bullhorn to the star players. Do we got to rescue them again? Just like back in the day when the Dream Team had to come in, we were losing the games to the college game, Dream Team had to come in, and we got to teach them a lesson. Maybe the Olympics now will call the good players.
No. The players are all committed to playing in the Olympics. What it used to be was the even years. So what would happen is, if it's 2020 Olympics, 2018 would be the time. So you would get a summer off in between. FIBA, for whatever reason, decided to make it the odd years. And the great players said, I'm not giving you 19 and 20. I'll give you every other year. So that's what happened.
Yeah, but you know the way these guys think anymore now. It's like, okay, the NBA season is too long. We got all this maintenance that we have to do. We're going to miss NBA game. Like, why am I going to put my career at risk now? Now that I'm making $30-plus million, a lot of them are, to do this.
But no, even LeBron said the Olympics. It's the odd year thing. They should go back all to right. the even
well,
year.
Listen, I hope they stay their word.
But they did already. The most important thing is they had to qualify for the Olympics, and they did. At least these Celtic players did at least do that, because they had Tatum, Brown, and Marcus Smart all on that squad.
You didn't beat them today. Evan Fournier is a good player. Good Rudy Gobert.
He's a good player.
Frank Ntilikina is the point guard.
Fresh Frank.
He made 2 3-pointers in the fourth quarter.
He can't shoot a lick. He's making threes. Yeah. Good for the Knicks, I guess.
All right. 610-632-0975. That's how you get into the Mike Mussinelli Show. It is right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's General Knowledge Wednesday. Here are the categories. General Knowledge, NFL Defensive Players of the Year, Fictional Business Owners.
What's that? Like, from like TV shows? Books? Movies?
Fiction, yeah.
Okay.
Fiction, which all encompasses any fiction.
Okay.
Could be TV, could be cartoon, could be, you know,
okay.
book, whatever.
Okay.
And this is a category we're bringing back. We did it on stage at FanFest. Cartoon villains.
I love that one.
That's a good one.
It's the Mike Mussinelli Show. What's the prize today? The prize today is, what is it? What's the prize? I don't see the prize.
It's on the first.
Oh, here it is. General Knowledge Trivia Prize. Anybody who gets a question correct today wins a pair of tickets to Bouts on Broad. Boxing returns to Broad Street for the Ultimate City Showdown at the Met. Oh, that'll be fun.
That'll be neat.
Saturday, October 19th, tickets on sale is Friday at noon. Plus, each hour, one person who gets a question correct will win a $50 gift card to Hooters. Catch all the football action at Hooters this season. Enjoy game day specials all season long. All the games, all the wings, all season at Hooters. And today's General Knowledge Tribute is brought to us by my buddies at Farron Electric. If you have electrical issues in your home, trust the experts at Farron Electric to keep your family safe. Visit them online at Farron, F-A-R-R-Y-N, electric.com for an estimate. Back after this on the Mike Mussinelli Show.
The Mike Mussinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5, The Fanatic.
221. Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic, 2 o'clock hour. It's brought to us by Ferguson HVAC, Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors. Jamie keeps texting me about how good France is. That's what you hear, the ting.
James, Stop the bro.
Texting me about how we're a great squad, Francis. Stop your nonsense. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Let's start the Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Attention all landscapers, if you're looking to repower a zero-turn or a walk-behind mower, Moyer has the best deals around for an edge replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie Eganoff.
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll has over 200 votes on it early. As we look toward the Falcons game, how are you feeling? 74% say confident, 26% say concerned.
All right, 26. I'm a part of the 26. I'm concerned.
You're concerned.
I am concerned. I would not be shocked if they lost this game.
One of the comments said, how can you not be confident? We beat the Falcons the last two times we played them.
Because people don't look at dynamics of an NFL schedule. They don't look at it. It's like, you got to go from week to week and judge a team. Now, the Falcons, don't be fooled by the fact that they got buried in game one. They're supposed to be a good team coming into the season. So now they're home. They've been getting their butt kicked all week because of how they played in game one. And the Eagles have some defensive problems right now. So, on paper, yeah, of course, tell the Eagles a better team. The dynamics from week to week sometimes don't you know, make it so, because if it did, everybody who's good would be 16-0. Let's go to Whitey in the Northeast. What's up, Whitey?
Mikey.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Mike? Ty Bud, Nat. So, listen, Mike, yesterday proved to me why I've been listening to you for over 30 years since you've been wearing your tighty whities. Because you're a revolutionary sports personality. You got that guy to come on, and that was amazing.
Well, thanks, man. There was a bigger mission to that show yesterday than just getting him on. Like, you know, I was
wearing tighty whities back then.
Yeah, like, you know, there's a difference. Like, I mean, like, I know you said Mike Scott shouldn't have wore his Redskins gear, but you know what? He's my new favorite Sixer because he did. And it's a free country. And there's a difference between wanting to fight somebody
not really
and
a free
have
country.
Fun razzing
To think it's a free country is idealistic. It's really not. You're poking a bear when you wear a jersey, especially if you're a pro athlete in this town. Well, you're poking the bear with a big spear.
All right, so I know for a fact they had to know it was Mike Scott.
No, but they said they didn't.
I don't believe that.
All right, well, I mean, it's possible.
All right, well, you know what got me yesterday, though, the most was that guy who called in about his kid wearing a 49ers jersey and then bottles getting thrown at him walking out of the game. Hey, he waited forever to leave.
Yeah.
It was probably those guys.
Yeah, well, the story the guy told, and you can believe it or not, is that they felt so bad after they left the game, and then he went to we can very easily find out whether they actually did do that, to try to go to Sixer Security and go to the Wells Fargo Center and report themselves and, you know, try to mend fences with Mike Scott. We had to take the guy's word for it. A lot of people didn't believe that part of it. And the other thing that people were disturbed about is that he said, once we found out it was Mike Scott, we felt real bad about it. So in other words, if it was just an average black guy and they used the N-word, they wouldn't have felt bad about it.
I know, right?
So that's what, you know, a lot of people were focused on, and I was too, and I should have really pressed him on that point, but I just wanted to have him talk and let the people hear how he felt about what he did.
And that was beautiful, you know, and I hope the guy meant what he said, but I don't believe it personally. And here's a question. Mm-hmm. Wasn't he invited to go to that tailgate?
Mike Scott?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he was invited to go to that.
Somebody said, like, he goes...
No, he was invited to other tailgates near there.
That's what I love about him. I mean, he's not afraid to go out and hang out with people. I mean, that's so cool.
Well, it is cool, but he was naive.
Yeah.
I mean, he was naive thinking he wasn't going through Candyland.
He could have just walked right by them. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, come on, dude. You got to be smarter than that. Somebody's got to tell you that the tailgate is not Candyland.
Did you hear? You heard what that guy was saying over the megaphone?
Yeah, we played it in front of him. I wanted him to hear it on the radio to make him feel worse about it.
Listen, you need to get back to the tidy whities, brother. I'll let you go.
All right, Matt. Yeah, tidy whities. I don't like tidy whities.
No?
No, I got to have the boxer brief that goes like halfway down the thigh.
I'm disgusted by underwear manufacturers that it took them so long.
See, this is the problem with underwear. You have to find... Here's what I found. I used to buy Calvin Klein's. And they were reliable. And the Calvin Klein's they make today shrink up.
Maybe they're using a different fabric.
I had to find a new... So I bought on a whim... I bought some Hanes. Now, they're less expensive.
They don't shrink, though.
They don't. It's amazing. They held up.
They use a certain blend. Because I had to also switch to the Hanes because of the shrinkage.
What was the verdict on the pocket? Remember?
Oh, the pouch.
Yeah, the pouch.
Yeah, it serves no purpose. It's just a kind of style thing. There's no engineering behind it that would make it easier for the male.
Are you still going with them?
I like that underwear. It's good underwear. It's Tommy John. I have to admit what it is.
No, that's not cheap stuff.
No, it's not. They're like, but they're the spandex part of that keeps it a boxer brief.
Okay.
Like 100% cotton, you lose the boxer brief effect, and they turn into. The half-tidy blackies.
Ew.
Or reddies. Ew. I don't buy white anymore.
Yeah, nobody does. No. You can't buy a white draw still in 2019. What you doing? Almost 2020, you buying white draws?
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, let's go to Gene in Doylestown. Gene, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gene.
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you?
Hold on, Gene. How you doing?
I just wanted to point out, When did the Miami Dolphins become the NFL's farm team?
Well, they did it on purpose, see? They're taking the 76ers tag. But in football, it's so much harder to do it that way. It's like you can't just be a tank. In the NBA, it works because you just can get a couple guys that can make your team better.
Yeah, I don't understand it. If I was a player stuck there, I would want out too. I mean, it's awful.
Yeah, it is terrible. They're thinking they're using the basketball model at football, and I don't understand how that works.
I can't see it working. I mean, you get the top overall pick in the draft, and they've proven out it's not even guaranteed that that's going to be.
If you get the top pick, it's going to help you. It's not going to hurt you. But then you got seven rounds to do it. So in the second round, you don't know if that guy you're taking early in the second round is going to work, or the third round, or the fourth round. There's no guarantee. In the NBA, when you're picking early, you get a guarantee you're going to get two good players. And you only have to put five on the floor.
I guess that's what happens when you have too many celebrity owners. I don't
understand the model that they're trying to do in the NFL. Because in the NFL, you can make yourself better quicker. You sign a couple free agents. You have a good draft. You don't necessarily have to have the number one pick in the draft.
No, not at all.
Because you want a franchise quarterback. And you're taking a leap that there's a franchise quarterback out there that's as good as previous franchise quarterbacks. Now, who would that be this year? The kid from Oregon?
The kid from Oregon is probably...
I looked at him. He doesn't look like that spectacular to me. Nice player.
What about Tua? Is he a junior this year or is he a senior?
He's a junior. He can come out. Yeah, he can come out. Is he going to be an NFL star? I guess he's got a chance to be. So maybe, I don't know.
And as far as the Phillies go, Tyrone, I'm ashamed of you. You said you're out. You're out. None of this wishy-washy stuff.
They brought him back yesterday. See, the perseverance of this squad. The game, they fight hard to the end mentality. Suck Tyrone back in.
I can't believe we're dependent on other teams' injuries. It's sad.
Yeah, I hear you. My buddy Kevin was texting me last night. I didn't even watch the beginning of the game. I was out in the backyard throwing a dog at the ball. Throwing the ball with the dog, and I had a cigar. And so I'm in my little zero gravity lounge chair as darkness is setting in with a good cigar. And he's texting me,
Home run. This team's going to make it. They're going to come back. Another home run. Oh, great bat by a Bryce. And the third home run of the inning. I guess you watching? No, I'm in the backyard, man. Leave me alone. And then I finally got in, and then I see Vargas. Jesus. I mean, he's such a... This is why guys like that are a front to me. He's got so lack of confidence in his feeble, pussy stuff that he has to try to hit every corner. He's throwing balls outside 6 inches. And he's throwing them high 6 inches because he can't throw one down the plate. And it's a front to anything I know about baseball with this guy. And finally gets out of the game, and here comes Phil Leotardo. And I'm going, there's no chance that they win this game now. They have to use that dude that early. But they win the game.
The bullpen was fantastic last
night.
I didn't see the beginning either.
Jetpacks gets inside the park home run and a ball that's caught. Why wasn't that challenged?
Because he didn't catch it.
He caught it.
Nah.
He caught the ball. He brought it over to the other side, and then he hot dogged it, and it flew out of his glove. The catch was made.
He didn't complete the catch.
What is this, football?
You got to complete the catch.
No, you don't.
He drug it back.
In baseball, you don't have to complete the catch. They always talk about the transfer of the ball to the hand.
Yeah, he didn't get a chance to do that.
That was a catch.
Nah.
Come on.
Wasn't a catch.
Why didn't they challenge
because
that?
Because they didn't think he caught it.
I thought he caught it. All right, let's go to Drew in Westchester. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
Drew? How you doing?
Doing good, buddy. So two things real quick about the Eagles. I'm kind of concerned like you are, and the main reason of the concern is the Atlanta wide receivers against our secondary.
Yeah.
I just think, they've got three guys there in Jones, Sanu, and I forget the other guy.
Unless they get a rush, and then the whole dynamic of it changes. If they get a rush, we're not looking at it as much.
Okay. All right, and then my second thing was about the Phillies, and I want to be in, and I'm going to stay in. But I was looking at their schedule today with my dad, and we were trying to go through these next few games, and it's just a brutal schedule with Boston coming in two games, then you go to Cleveland, I think you play.
Yeah, Boston won't be that Washington. Tough. They've kind of packed it in.
Okay, but then you got Washington.
Cleveland's still trying to win. Washington at this point, they don't really have to win. So like the schedule looks like it's hard. But they have some outs with all these games. So maybe they can squeeze by. They're hanging in there to two out, right?
Right.
They got to three plus, I thought it was over. But these teams don't win consistently that are ahead of them.
That's right. I mean, it's only two games, so hopefully they can make up some ground, especially with the injuries that these two other teams just had now.
Yeah.
Knowledge?
Yeah, here's your general knowledge question.
All right.
Yeah, I'll give you an easy one. What is the process?
I just want to be out of this building.
What was that?
That sounder means he's also paying for the $50 gift card from Hooters.
That's the sounder for today.
I just want to be out of this building.
All right, so you're playing for the Hooters gift card with this one.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
What is the process of splitting atoms called?
Is that ionization?
No, that is not ionization. It is fission.
Ah, yes. Good old fission.
No, we can do...
Good old fission.
Fission. The key is, if we can figure out fusion, then we have fusion. If we can do that...
Then fission.
Right, fission we figured out tons of times. If we can do fusion and contain it, then our energy woes are fixed, but we've yet to be able
fishing
to.
Fishing is when you drop a pole into a lake.
Yes.
Fishing?
Fission. In the Yellowstone.
Right. Not nuclear fission?
Yeah, I've got three episodes left of Yellowstone.
Oh, you're almost done. Mm. You still love the chick?
The chick has straightened out.
Oh, really? That's unfortunate.
Yeah, she's gotten less wild and more sensible.
That's no fun.
I know.
Well, they still have some characters evolve, but they have arcs. Maybe she gets set off again in the season finale.
Does she still like Buffalo?
No, she hasn't been on that kind of risque date.
Oh, okay.
She's still sexy as hell, but she's gotten more executive-like.
instead of wild.
So
I think
not-
she stopped drinking.
Good for her.
Yeah. Well, it seems like she's doing less drinking. Let's
right.
put it that
okay.
way. All right. Let's go to Lamar on his cell. Lamar, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Lamar.
Yeah, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, Lamar?
How are you guys doing today?
How you doing?
Not bad, Mike. I'm listening to you say you're concerned about the Falcons game.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes me back to last year when we talked about heads having a role after a horrible performance by Schwartz.
Yeah.
And my concern, Mike, is the safeties don't play over the top and they don't blitz. I'm trying to figure out exactly in his defense that we have seen time and time again, what exactly do his safeties do? Because when McLaurin was running past Douglas, it wasn't a man in sight.
You're right about that. We didn't really look critically at the safeties that much. But you're right about that. The bottom line is, when they did blitz in that game, Case Keenum burned them. So you don't think that Schwartz is going to blitz against Matt Ryan, do you?
No, he don't blitz against Matt Ryan, Mike. But if the cornerbacks take a beating in the city when you actually have good corners. But what they're good at is not what they're asked to do. They're asked to play off coverage, and they're asked to be able to defend their man underneath and defend their man over the top.
You are so, right, which makes it incumbent upon Brandon Graham and Derek Barnett to get some rush. They didn't get any of it in game one.
But I understand that, Mike. But if you rush in four and they're blocking five, most times you probably won't. I mean, if you are playing professional players that their job is to protect you from their quarterback.
Lamar, again, this is what you're doing. You're banging your head against a cinder block wall because you're urging Jim Schwartz to blitz, and he's not going to blitz.
Well, if he's not,
it's not what
blitz,
he does.
Well, I think if he's not going to blitz, then what we have to do as fans is stop calling in every 5 minutes, bashing the quarterback. It ain't the quarterback.
Well, certain people do certain things, right? Schwartz has never been a blitzer. And so we take calls every week. Well, he's got a blitz. He's not going to blitz. He doesn't believe in it. He believes a blitz hurts his team more than a non-blitz.
Okay, so my thing is, Mike, we got an all-pro safety with Malcolm Jenkins. Everybody gives this guy a lot of credit. He doesn't help over the top. And he don't blitz. Where is he at on the field?
Well, he usually is in the play. I mean, he may not have been in play in game one. That's not indigenous of Malcolm Jenkins as a player overall. It's just game one. It's just game one, man. But the safeties obviously will play better.
Well, I understand that, Mike, but I'll call you back the rest of the season. I'll ask you every game. Where was he at? He's always
the
most support.
Okay, you got your eye on Malcolm Jenkins. You think he's overrated, I'm hearing.
Yeah, out of Malcolm Jenkins and McCloud, and I don't think that they're overrated. I just think that in Schwartz's system, he asks his safety to play more of like a hybrid linebacker.
All right. Are you ready for your general knowledge question?
Yeah, I'll take a shot at it, Mike.
Fictional business owners. So if I gave you the character Mr. Burns from The Simpsons, what's his business?
Has no clue.
No clue?
No clue.
I wouldn't have a clue either because I don't watch The Simpsons. But the business is nuclear power for Mr. Burns.
Oh, I thought you wanted the name of it.
The power plant.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad he got that wrong. Horrendous call.
You like him?
Horrendous call.
He was on Malcolm.
It wasn't that he was on Malcolm. They did blitz on that play, though. That's why there was no safety in sight.
Yes. On the one in McLaren?
Yeah. They scored. They did blitz. And they blew by Douglas, so you can't have it both ways.
Oh, the one, the touchdown.
The touchdown, they did blitz on that play.
And the other one, the McLaren, was the safety.
Yeah, they did blitz. There was a couple times he blitzed, and that's why he said they got to cover better.
Yes.
Because they'll give the front four even a chance.
Right.
Because he just dropped back and dropped the dime, and he ran right by everybody.
Exactly.
It's the Springfield nuclear power plant. Mr. Burns runs.
Oh, there you go. I'm just asking generically.
Yes.
You don't have to know the specific business.
Okay.
Been on a long time.
Just know the business.
Homer's a chemist and a safety inspector.
Yeah, but he's no one believes the chemist part. But he does work there.
I must be an oddity because I've never watched The Simpsons.
Not one episode in 30 years.
I've seen it come across my screen, but I was never interested enough to see what it's about.
That's a violation.
I'm not like a diehard Simpsons person. I know that there are people who are, but it's an incredibly like well written.
I'm sure it is.
Show.
At least it was. You've never seen the monorail episode?
No. I told
Chris
you this
Collinsworth
before.
Was dressed as the monorail guy for Sunday Night Football.
I don't do animation. I've told you that many times before.
Right.
I don't do it.
Now, it may be well-written. It may be a show that people like. I don't do the Family Guys or the Simpsons.
Not even when Bill Clinton would play the saxophone?
No.
All right.
610-632-0975. Back after this.
Mike Mizzinelli on 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, folks. It's an unreliable water heater giving you and your family the cold shoulder. Replace that old clunker now with a quality Bradford White water heater. You'll get the hot water you need, and you can save money, too, with better energy efficiency. You've heard Jaws talk about how great Bradford White water heaters are, and plumbing professionals agree. In fact, millions of American households enjoy the comfort, efficiency, and reliability of a Bradford White water heater. Here's something else you should know that makes Bradford White different from the rest. Bradford White doesn't sell its products at those big box home improvement retailers. Nothing against them, but Bradford White is available exclusively through plumbing professionals. That way, they give you the right solution, the right service, and a safe professional installation. So before the water runs cold in your home, man, you don't want that. Visit BradfordWhite.com and find a plumbing professional in your area that sells and installs Bradford White water heaters. How you heat your water matters, so visit BradfordWhite.com today.
The Mike Mizzinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
247. Mike Mizzinelli's show, 97.5 The Fanatic. You know, these beach nut pods are now starting to haunt me, Natalie.
Why?
Well, yesterday I go into a I go into the grocery store and I'm walking and I see a pod on the grocery store floor.
Okay.
And I go, look at this. It's somebody else has a...
A beach wood tree?
And then I realize it's from my sneaker.
Oh, so now you're tracking them with you and taking them places?
I got these sneakers. My daughter bought me these sneakers called UQ.
Okay.
These sneakers?
No.
They're Swiss made. They're like really comfortable. They're kind of running shoes, but they're also, you can walk, do casual.
Okay.
And they have a crevice in the bottom of the sole.
I'm looking at them now. Yeah, I can see.
All right, so, okay. And so in walking in my backyard, I sucked up about five of these pods and not didn't know about it, and one of them came out. And then remind me that in The Wire, Tyrone, you remember
when
The Wire, because remember the man went undercover, it was one of the detectives went undercover for drug buys, and he was being counseled by Bubbles.
Yeah,
and he had the urban look on, like a homeless type of drug look.
Yeah,
and Bubbles said, "You're missing one thing." And you remember what it was?
What he had the wrong? What he?
Yeah, he said, "Let me see your sneakers." And he showed him the bottom of his sneakers. He goes,
"They were too fresh, right?
You gotta have them dead soldiers in there."
Yeah, they were too. Yeah,
for the crack vials.
Right.
Stick in the bottom of the sneakers. So now I got that pod problem. Now I got dead soldiers.
So you end up taking tree pods back to the wire.
I'm carrying them. Yeah. Well, the tree pods. I go. The tree pods are stuck in my shoe like dead soldiers. The vials, the crack vials from The Wire.
It's just amazing how you can relate anything.
No,
to the
I can't
relate to
anything.
Wire.
That was a specific scene.
I know.
Where Bubbles is trying to counsel the dude. He goes, "You need some crack vials stuck in the bottom of your sneakers."
I feel like if we looked at this upcoming Sixers season, you'd be able to assign a Wire character to each player.
Probably me. No, I can't assign a character. No, it's the circumstance.
All right.
Like the circumstance played out. Like I had dead soldiers in my sneakers.
You did.
So have you been following this thing, speaking of nature, of the spotted lantern flies are now in the city?
Yes. Yeah, they're pretty.
Well, you're supposed to kill them. If you see them.
I would assume you would choice to kill any bugs that
No,
are
but
here.
This one, you're really supposed to, it says you should take action, and action means using your shoes to kill them.
Really?
Yes, because they damage fruit trees.
to damage tree trees.
And they killed this whole strain of trees somewhere.
We don't hear much about the stink bug anymore. So this bug is now taken. Remember the stink bugs?
Yes.
That would be in your house that came from Asia?
They were awful.
Or they came from... where they,
somewhere.
They came from... they were Asian.
They were awful. Yeah, no,
you don't hear much about them anymore.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, now it's the spotted lanternfly. They've made their way to this area. So just a PSA, if you see them, you're supposed to splat them.
I know that gives you a lot.
The only way you could kill those stink bugs, the only way you could kill them was to, I used to flush them down the toilet.
Yeah, because they would never die.
Yeah, they would never die.
I just spray them with whatever the closest.
Sometimes they were resistant to the spray.
Yeah, I know. That exoskeleton somehow would keep them fight off the spray. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't like that word.
What, exoskeleton?
Yeah, it's. Ugh.
What's wrong with exoskeleton?
It's creepy. Exo, you know.
All right, let's go to Frankie in Roxborough. Frankie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Frankie?
Mikey Mish, what's up?
What's going on, Frankie?
I'm back, Mike.
I haven't heard from you in a while, Frank. What have you been doing?
I don't even get into it. But anyway,
you weren't in the pen, were you?
Nah, I just was exiled for a while.
Okay, you were on the lam.
Nah. Well, anyway, Mike, what are you afraid of about this game, Mike? Now.
First of all, they're only a 1-point favorite, so it's not like I'm going out on a limb and saying this is going to be a tough game for them. It's going to be a close game.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to run the ball, Mike. We're going to take the time of possession. Now, let me ask you another question. If you were the coordinator, tell me your game plan.
My game plan against the Falcons?
What would your game plan be, Mike?
I think I would run the ball a little more against them. I think your defense is great against the run and open up and burn them play action wise. I think the middle of the field is going to be wide open. I think you're going to be paying attention, double safety to Deshaun. So in the middle of the field, you set up play action, you got the tight end all day.
Yeah, and you even got Jackson on like he would make like he's going to go deep and then just come back up and, you know, come back for that comeback pass.
Correct.
That'll be there all day, Mike.
Mm-hmm. I got you, Frankie. I think you're on to it.
I am, Mike.
All right. Now, Frank, would you like to play General Knowledge?
Yes, I would.
All right. You know your cartoon villains?
Somewhat.
All right. How about I give you, because you sound like an old school guy. Let me go here. Yeah. The villains are... Boris and Natasha. What's the cartoon?
Popeye.
No. Boris and Natasha were Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yes.
They were the married Russian spies.
Who said? Didn't someone say I look like Natasha? Remember?
Yeah, you do look like Natasha was hot.
I'm doing my
She was a cartoon hottie.
Yeah, I guess.
She had that sultry Russian accent.
Yeah. They always failed, though.
Yeah. Well, I remember them being in the boat, and she would be the coxswain.
Yeah, well, and that's...
Bail.
Where are they going?
Bail, stroke.
Why did Bullwinkle talk like this?
Let me tell you something. Rocky Bullwinkle was a genius cartoon.
I used to really enjoy it.
Yeah, they had all kinds of spin-offs.
Yeah.
They had that guy. Remember they had the Aesop's Fables?
Those were good.
I love that Rocky was like a squirrel.
Rocky was a squirrel.
Yeah. And Bullwinkle was
a flying squirrel.
He was a moose.
He was the moose.
You have to do this.
Rocky? You don't have to do that. I don't know why you have to do that. Like, who decided that?
Because this is how you make moose antlers.
Yeah, but why do you have to make the antlers?
Because it's part of the character.
Nah, that's a Northeast thing.
I just looked at my left and these two stunning blondes on the sofa over here.
Look at your bottom sheet. We'll talk about it next hour.
It startled me there for a second. Yeah. I wasn't expecting it, but the Hooters girls are in. Bringing in some food, and we'll talk about that in a second. We'll take a break. It's the Mike Missanelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.